I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A new wave of extreme violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo is making a bad situation even worse. Ebola continues to spread in the nation, and village attacks have sent displaced people flooding into refugee camps. Mission Aviation Fellowship is providing food, tarps for shelter, and Christ's Hope. MAF's Cheryl Streitzel says she was struck by the story of an 11-year-old girl named Grace. Grace had witnessed horrific violence in a village attack that claimed the life of her mother.
Her father and younger siblings, they seemed really traumatized. Yet there was Grace smiling. She was like a light in that camp. And so it just really showed to me a reflection of God's grace in those difficult circumstances.
Pray for God's grace and hope to permeate the refugee camps in the DRC. And today, Transworld Radio is releasing their new AM Silk Road transmitter. TWR has been working on the transmitter for several years to improve and expand the coverage of the programs in Central Asia. The programs are sharing the basics of the gospel with unreached Muslims who come from different backgrounds and stages in their spiritual lives. Some may be practicing Islam, while others may be more marginal Muslims. TWR's John Fugler says,
more of a humanistic and more of a secular mindset. And it's just got the sense of godlessness, really, just an absence of God himself.
However, with that God gap, people are curious and hungry to learn about the gospel. Pray that the new transmitter will boost the content to them. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Open Doors USA is offering a special e-art book called Tears of Gold. This is the result of a trauma recovery program for Christian women in Nigeria. And it tells the moving story of God's hope through pain, of beauty breaking through the ugliest sin. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Kramer.